It is a very special birthday today, as I understand.
Oh, yes. It's Dutchie Carey's 92nd birthday today.
Woo! Happy birthday, Dutchie Carey.
Yeah, she gets younger by the year.
As do you, of course. Are you doing anything at Harry Carey's for this?
No, she's actually celebrating with her family in St. Louis today, you know, because that's where she's from. So, no.
You think she's drinking a cold one?
Yeah. She said this is like the first year that she can remember that we didn't do some kind of big party for her. You know?
Yeah.
But with COVID and stuff going around still a little bit, we're going to take a year off.
Well, you know what? I go back to the day, and I don't know that you remember this. 1,000 years ago, I wrote about restaurants. I reviewed restaurants for, then it was North Shore Magazine and Crane Chicago Business, a little bit for the Tribune, little newspaper that's still around.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I knew people like, I'm trying to think of their names, Arnie Morton, and what was Mr. Roth?
Don Roth.
Don Roth and folks like, you are the version of that today. You are the restaurateur in Chicago, one of them that people look to say, okay, how's the restaurant scene doing in Chicago? So how is the restaurant? And let me back up a little bit because you kind of chuckle when I say that. There was a time when you would associate, it's changed. Now you think about the chefs with the restaurant, not the restaurateur. But in your case, the Harry Carey Restaurant Group, we do think of the restaurateur.
Yeah.
You know, you're an upfront guy and people can meet you. They can talk to you.
I'm very involved. I chaired the Restaurant Association and the Magnificent Mile Association and other things. And I'm chairman of Gateway Green, we're the people that green and beautify Chicago.
Yeah, all very important. In fact, if we have time, there are some Gateway Green questions I'd like to ask you about. If not, we'll have you back to talk about just specifically that. Okay, restaurant scene in Chicago, where are we at?
Infinitely better than it was last year.
Yes.
But, you know, it's still the big issue for the restaurants and like our suppliers and everything is still employees. Like I was just in a restaurant, a couple in Denver, they were offering people free ski passes if they would join up and be waiters there. It's like a national thing. You know,
Why is it? Is it a lack of childcare?
Are they afraid
of COVID? Or more money if I don't work? What is it?
Well, we lost some to Texas because they never shut down. So some waiters went down there.
Really?
Yeah. Some people left the industry. Just all kinds of issues. But we're hoping it comes back soon. Like even like you go to Starbucks and you find out like they have supply chain issues and you can't get a lot.
Are you having supply chain issues as well?
I think everyone is at some level.
You still have pasta, I hope, and steak.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all that I care about.
Yeah, no, that we definitely have.
So what there are several locations, and I want to talk about some of them very specifically. So the location on Kinzie, which I believe is your first, right?
34 years.
Yeah, well, that's 34 days in the restaurant business can be a long time. 34 years is incredible. But that particular location is, yeah, that's your flagship, if you will.
Uh-huh.
You walk in, you see Harry Carey's image. Did you think that all of these years later, that people yesterday or the day before went to get my watch battery done at Water Tower, one floor down from where your Water Tower location is, and you walk in the elevator, if you take the express elevator, and you hear, holy cow! And there were two people in the elevator with me, and they were tourists, which is all nice to have them, right? Yeah. And one was saying to the other, that's the guy that would sing during the ball game.
Right.
And he was explaining, I think to his daughter, I imagine, who Harry Carey was, that all of these years later, that people would still be talking about Harry Carey.
Yeah, Harry passed away about 23 years ago. So it's like the young people kind of missed out. Although at the Cubs games, like yesterday, they played Harry singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And then a lot of people know Harry through Will Ferrell's imitation, because Will Ferrell said that was his favorite imitation of all time. So there's all kinds of just different connections. Or some people just know Harry because of the restaurants. Because we have five locations, six with Midway. And, you know, so some people are introduced that way.
Mm-hmm. And the location that is the prime location, that was shut down for a while, and then everything happened that happened in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It happened right in your backyard at that location on Kinzie Street. I'm talking about, I don't know, another way to say it, the riots that happened. do people, do you think, are they beginning to feel comfortable coming back downtown? And you were the guy who was in charge at one point of the Near North Michigan Avenue Association.
Yeah, the Greater North Michigan Avenue. Yeah. Yeah, it's our most restaurants that you go to are really, really busy right now.
Yeah.
That's a sign that people are... The big issue is people coming back to the offices. We were told a lot of the office buildings will start getting people back in September. So, like, for instance, we're not open for lunch in River North because most of the office buildings around us are still empty. So we're waiting for people to come back. But I just walked down Michigan Avenue today. I was watching the Air and Water Show, and just it's definitely come a long way in the last year, mm-hmm. you know, for the better. And just got to do positive steps going forward. And, you know, I'm looking for the day where it feels like 2019 again, where it's back to normal.
Navy Pier, is that back to normal? Are people, I've not been yet.
Yeah.
Is it crowded?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crowded. We're doing really well. We have
a location there that's very dog friendly, which is awesome.
Yeah, we were like the first dog patio around when that new license came out, and we've done a lot of dog events and with you at Navy Pier. We do have live music now. Like we have a guy that was on American Idol in 2016 performing every Wednesday and Thursday there.
Really?
Yeah.
What time?
From 6 to 9.
Is there an extra fee for that?
No, just eat.
I can do that. So
yeah.
You just sit
outside.
His
name is Manny Torres. Yeah.
And maybe with your dog or not, and you just have something to eat. And every
Wednesday and Thursday
Manny Torres.
Yeah. And Friday, we have country music. Her name is Isabella Maria Reyes, and she's amazing. And she's 7 to 10 on Fridays. And then on Sundays, we do a DJ brunch.
Really?
Yeah.
So I didn't know about all that. That's cool. Are restaurants doing these sorts of extra promotions to bring people in? Or is that something you might have done anyway?
Well, Navy Pier, it's, you know, entertainment just feels like a natural there. At Kinsey Street, we're doing something new. We have dinner theater.
What?
Yes. We've done two performances.
Is that you have to act like a ball player?
No. A lot of people may or may not know that our building is about 125 years old. And
someone just said it was the ugliest building or one of the ugliest buildings.
Well, I think they're trying to create conversation because our building was voted, the Sun-Times and Tribune said it was one of the finest examples of Dutch Renaissance architecture in the entire country. And Michelle Obama was on the Landmark Commission when we got landmarked in 2001. So I think he was just having some fun. But for 60 years, from 1930s to about 1960s, Frank Nitti, Capone's enforcer, and his wife Annette owned our building. So this dinner theater is, we have actors and stuff, and it's like Frank Nitti's supper club. And they've singing and dancing and the whole thing. And the second show we did...
Is that actually at the restaurant?
On Kinsey? On the second floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
we have to do a separate talk about that on the radio.
We've been doing about one a month, and they've been selling out the...
Who plays Capone?
We don't have Capone in there, but we have actors Nitti. But the last show we did, 20 members of Frank Nitti's family actually showed up and participated. Yes.
I'm not sure that's good or not.
They're all good people.
We're just about out of time. For those who don't know, it's Harry Carey Restaurants we're talking about. The website is...
HarryCarries.com.
Easy enough. Grant DePorter, one of the prime restaurateurs in Chicago. I'll have you back to talk about the green stuff, if you don't mind. And, we'll talk about the Capone show. I know the perfect person to play Capone, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Paul Lisnick.
Oh,
yeah. Superb. right on type. It's absolutely right.
I have to reach out to Paul.
Yeah, please do that. 1:30 on WGN.